18th meeting of the Planning and Land Development Regulation Board. Would you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Lucas Gazelle, Mr. Donnelly, Mr. Jones.
Here.
Mr. Stone. Mr. Davis. Mr. Lambert. Mr. Freeman is excused. We do have a forum here.
Thank you. First order on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from our meeting of one quick question. Our meeting. Anybody have any additions or changes before deletion?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Make a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Excellent. Our first quarter of business on the agenda has been continued to August 15th. I need a motion to continue this motion for a rezoning request in commercial and multifamily on a 0.3 acre property.
Make a motion to continue this item for the next meeting. Is that correct?
Yep. Second. I'll second. Great. No, question is second. Good, Jim. Let's vote on it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I just have a question about the last item. I know we're going to have plenty of time to re-advertise in the paper, right? So, just for the record, we are going to follow, even though it's continued to a date specific, we're going to go ahead and re-advertise it in the paper. Any questions we had posted out there, we didn't, because we had any of the neighbors come, we wanted to make sure it was on the planning board for continuance, but technically, we are going to re-advertise it.
That's great. Next item on the agenda is the request by Wakefield Properties for a special exception for Alice Wooden and daycare. Very simple. Mr. Tucker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a special exception. And I'm going to hand it off to Ida. We've done these type of special exceptions before, and frankly, typically it's a use that may or may not be compatible with the surrounding area. And a lot of times there's special exceptions have special conditions in there to make it more compatible. But with that said, Ms. Meehan will have the staff presentation.
This is a special exception request application 65.
You can pull that microphone over to the
table. Okay, pointing to others. So that's a good suggestion. Thank you. This is application 3653. Specifically, the request as stated in the Land Development Code is for kennel and animal boarding. Chapter 3 of the Land Development Code allows kennels and animal boarding on property zoned commercial 2 with a special exception. This request also includes that of a veterinarian use, and that's allowed by right in commercial 2. Special exceptions are governed by Chapter 2, Section 2.07 of our Land Development Code. As Ray stated, Mr. Thomas stated, that special exceptions are uses that may not be appropriate within a zoning district, but it's subject to appropriate limitations, conditions, and safeguards with the public health, safety, welfare, convenience, and comfort. And basically, in terms of criteria, we're looking to see if the use is consistent with our Land Development Code requirements, if the services are there, and if it's generally compatible with the surrounding neighborhoods. in terms of location, the Sussex site can be described as the northeastern corner of Pine Lakes Parkway North and Palm Coast Parkway Northwest. The applicant is Wayfair Properties LLC, but I've come to learn that it's really to provide accommodation for Pine Lakes Animal Hospital, which is located currently in a multi-tenant building at that intersection. This request refers to the adjacent property next to the current facility that is vacant. And basically, the concept is to relocate the existing hospital and include the animal care and boarding component as a limited component to the newly built animal hospital that would serve Pine Lakes Animal Hospital in the future. This is a little bit of a closer view of the septic site. It's 1.07 acres. It's vacant, and you can see to the north the residential lots, and they're currently vacant.
I'm sorry, you said that the existing hospital is on the lot, one lot west?
Right, correct.
Okay, so it's in that multi-tenant building?
Correct.
Okay.
In terms of future land use, the designation is mixed use. As we all know, Palm Coast Parkway is a major commercial corridor. The mixed-use future land use category provides opportunities for general retail, offices, and personal services. In terms of zoning, as was mentioned, the subject site is commercial too. Again, the veterinary services is a permitted use, and the request is for animal boarding and daycare, and that requires a special exception approval. I'd also like to point out that the residential properties to the north are actually zoned duplex. And again, the two lots that are adjacent physically to the subject site, one is platted and one is, it looks like it was originally intended for some sort of drainage easement, but there's no easement on the property. It actually doesn't meet the standards for duplex zoning. The smaller lot, again, to the west border line. The applicant, who is Dr. Fazer with Pine Lakes Animal Hospital, and her team provided us with a proposed floor plan for her new facility. That could be over 1,600 square feet. Because of all the planning done for this application, they were actually able to identify the specific location planned for the animal boarding and daycare use. And actually, it's approximately 486 square feet. We divided that between dogs, cats, dog runs. But it's a very limited component to the overall proposed building. We're recommending that up to 10% of the interior building be allowed for boarding and daycare, simply to allow for minor adjustments over time, not to overly constrict the proposed project.
Just to clarify, I'd go back. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the blue area, and it's all internal to the building.
Correct. So that's approximately 486 square feet.
So of the 6,800.
It's
in the building, only 486 will be available for the boarding.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the current plan. Also, again, because the applicant did so much pre-planning in terms of this request, we have a proposed site plan. The site plan, of course, shows access off Palm Coast Parkway Northwest. The Tessa also demonstrates that in excess of a 25-foot landscape buffer, and also shows placement of a retention pond in the rear, and that is very, I think, cleverly used to augment the rear buffer.
That's in addition to the 25-foot buffer.
Correct. So by placing the rear detention pond, the detention pond in the rear adjacent to the landscape buffer, it's really, in effect, it creates an additional buffer. And also, as part of this request, we're recommending a 6-foot masonry wall on the rear property line to allow for separation of uses. Further, this application, we have the benefit of a proposed rendering, and it demonstrates the ability to meet Chapter 12 of our Land Development Code, which of course references our architectural standards. And this detail will be further discussed and reviewed as part of the Tier 1 technical site plan review should the special exception be approved this evening. But we're pleased with the rendering, and we think that it shows the ability to meet our architectural standards. So in terms of our overall findings, which again, as Land Development Code 2.0505 and 2.0703, we find that this request is not in conflict with the public interest and consistent with the comprehensive plan, that there be no significant financial hardship to the city, with conditions that the design proposed, that there be no public hazard or nuisance created by this request, that the proposed concept plan is generally consistent and shows the ability to meet our Land Development Code. Of course, this facility will be licensed under standards required for this use. And again, we think this is an appropriate location with the design proposed and the conditions we're recommending. So, to summarize, we find it generally compatible with the mixed-use retail office and personal service opportunities at Palm Coast Parkway, which again, the purpose of the mixed-use corridor is to serve the daily needs of the residents around it. We really appreciate the applicant's work in providing us a floor plan, a concept plan, and a rendering to address any of our concerns, and they have addressed our concerns. That this project will allow an existing animal care facility to expand and add new services. It'll be a very progressive facility, kind of state-of-the-art, be an asset to this community in our view, and it'll ease the care of sensitive pets that may be find it difficult to change physical locations or caretakers. Requirements will be addressed through the Tier 1 site plan approval process, and that the conditions we're recommending promote compatibility now, but also in the future, should another provider take over the special exception. So, you know, part of our thinking is, you know, of course, this is an existing animal hospital, and, you know, everybody loves Pine Lakes Animal Hospital. But, you know, special exception requests run with the land. So we have to think if somebody else, someday in the future, you know, operated this facility, we would want the animal care and daycare component of it to remain very limited and not, you know, fully be the primary use of that facility. And we think the way it's proposed, that that's achieved. So, to conclude, application 3653 applies to the requirements of the comprehensive plan, sections 2.0505 and section 2.0703 of the Land Development Code, thus meeting the criteria to be approved subject to the following conditions. And I'll go over these with you. The first condition is that the animal care boarding and daycare use, as referenced earlier, be limited to the proposed interior space, the size for this use in the floor plan attached to this application as an exhibit, but in no event shall the dedicated space for animal boarding and daycare exceed 10% of the conditioned square footage of the primary facility itself. So that allows a few additional square feet should there be minor adjustments or revisions over time, but it doesn't allow significant growth from what's being proposed now. And that the care be limited to domestic cats, dogs, and similar small pets. That there be no outside boarding of animals may occur. That the applicant owner is responsible for removing exterior solid waste on a daily basis and responsibly disposing of such waste as is done in terms of the standards for that use. That the hours of outdoor activity be limited to 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. that generally be within that time frame. That there be a 6-foot masonry wall be required on the septic site's rear property line, and that the masonry wall be squished on both sides of the wall.
That's a 6-foot wall, right?
Correct.
Six inches.
Did I do that? I'm sorry.
Good pickup.
That is, I'm sorry, yeah. 6 foot. 6 inches was
the
one.
Are you talking about sound
and I'm talking about the finish.
This is not simple.
Sorry?
It's just painted, it's not.
Well, it's just a texture finish stuff or some sort of finish. I'm not going to just block some sort of finish. That any lighting in the rear property be shielded in residential style. What we're looking for is that there be no visible light source visible from the residential lots. Because it's commercial to the owner, technically, you have full lighting in the back of that facility. And again, perhaps that is not the intention now, but in the future, we just would not want to see elevated pole lighting in the rear of that location. And that the proposed concept plan attached to this application that means that it serve as an overall concept plan during the technical site plan review and approval should the special exception be approved this evening. So the applicant is in attendance. Her designer is here, and the team that is submitting the technical site plan is also here. So,
before they speak, I just want to add some things. We did the city and the planning board recommended approval some years back, maybe 5 or 6 years back, on Palm Coast Parkway on Loopy Court, a similar special exception that allowed for inside kenneling. The Loopy Court project is a lot closer to single family houses than this one is, and ever since that special exception was granted, I have not, nor has the city, received one complaint from any of the surrounding residents. So we are very comfortable with the added conditions that we have on there that it would protect the surrounding residents.
Does the applicant have a presentation, or are they only here to answer possible questions?
Dr. Kaser is here. I might want to say a few words.
Thank you for hearing us for this special request. My name is Dr. Andrew Kaser. I've been a veterinarian since 2006. I moved to the Palm Coast area in 2010. and so I've been working in this area for 8 years, and my husband and I started Pinewood Animal Hospital in 2012. We've been operating out of the adjacent property since June of 2012. Over the last 6 years, we've grown, and we've outgrown our current facility, so we bought the adjacent property so that we could expand and build a new hospital. In the planning process for this new hospital, we took into consideration a lot of things that would help us grow in the future, but also that our clients would appreciate and things that our clients were in need of. And one of those things, or a couple of those things, are boarding and daycare facilities. Another thing that we have molded this product to do is to provide those services in such a manner that pets are different than the classic boarding kennel. We are taking what's called a fear-free approach. That is a new concept of veterinary medicine that alleviates fear, stress, anxiety on pets when they're visiting a veterinarian, also when they're boarding. So we're designing this small-scale boarding as a second person at the hospital in order to accommodate our clients and their wishes, but also to do a good job in the small amount of animals that we board, giving them a good place that they're familiar with, that they're comfortable with, so that their stay is enjoyable. On the overall floor plan, you must have seen that we are going to have 4 luxury boarding suites, and we're also going to have 10 kennels, and then 4 enclosures. So we're really talking about a very intimate, small, boutique-like boarding that is not going to make up the majority of the business that we do there is going to be a veterinary hospital.
Could you tell me what the use of the dog was going to be?
Sure. So animals that are being boarded, they will need to go outside and get some daylight, some playtime, some exercise. So those exercise yards will be used for that.
Okay. But they wouldn't be left out there for any light of
the day? No. Animals are going to be rotated in and out, probably about 15 minutes to allow animals to exercise, but they're not going to spend.
And that's restricted to 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yes.
Jake, you have anything?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
I'm going to have, is there going to be any soundproofing, especially over around the kennel area?
Hi, thank you. I'm Scott Learned. We're the primary designer on this. I'm a licensed professional engineer in Florida and 45 other states. All we design are kennels and shelters. And we do interior design and planning and mechanical and electrical engineering and noise control engineering and house and architecture and civil structural is by subcontrol. To start with, Andrea's point about a low-stress environment in regards to noise. One of the most important things to remember is that noise, it begins as a behavioral stress reaction in dogs in particular. So you'll notice in the floor plan, we have small groupings of the dogs together. The luxury kennels are in a separate room, effectively, from the other animals. Whenever we create areas for this type of arrangement for boarding or a shelter, even, each one of those areas is soundproof from the others. The walls are designed, the walls and doors and windows, roofs, everything is designed to have a sound transmission class of at least 6 feet. So you would not be able to even hear a vehicle outside, let alone a dog barking or a conversation. What's important about that is that we don't want the dogs to hear outside stimulation. We don't want them to hear other dogs barking. We don't want them to hear or smell anything inside the building. So what we do is we design these buildings with multiple smaller HVAC systems that are not connected with each other. So in a dog area, for example, like where the four luxury boarding runs are, those would have a dedicated system. It's almost like a building unto itself. It is completely isolated from the remainder of the building in every regard. Now, as far as the outside is concerned, we should also mention that it's very important for dogs to be supervised. You'll find if you go to a dog park, for example, and the dogs are all on a leash, there's very few dogs that are barking. And in fact, they usually don't bark unless there's some antagonistic behavior. So in a situation like this, Dr. Kayser will have staff supervising these animals outside while small groups of them are allowed to play together. And with all of our clients, we always recommend that if there's an animal that's not behaving well, that animal would be removed from the outside yard immediately and put back in its kennel. So there's a lot that goes into reducing noise. First, behavior. Second, is control of the construction of the spaces. And finally, as a matter of fact, in the surfaces that are inside those areas, so that, like in a kennel room during feeding time, the dogs might be barking excited, but we don't want that room to be overly loud. So there's a lot of surface treatment, mostly acoustic masonry surface treatments, and at the ceiling plate. And keep in mind that a kennel room is a wet, human area, so there's only a limited number of products that work well for both acoustics and survive that environment, but we know what they are.
Thank you. The other question is, this is an animal hospital. Do you provide emergency care?
Right now we're not looking for our facility, but that's something that we will be
Let me just add, as an issue of animal safety in our buildings, if they're not 24/7 and they have surveillance, that's, I'm talking about video surveillance is available 24/7 to the owner, in every way.
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions before we'll have to open it to the public comment? So any member of the public would like to speak for or against this proposal, please approach the podium.
For the record, my name is Andrew Constantini, consultant on the project. This is 204 North Railroad Street, Glenelg. One of the items that, and we appreciate that being so good, didn't take us much time to review this. They've done a great job at work for this, and we look forward to working in the future. The one concern that I'm seeing from my perspective is the recommended 6-foot masonry wall on the rear property line. I want to clarify that, if you don't mind. At the rear of the property, there is a 50-foot buffer that's been maintained to the east, west, and on this property also. To build a wall back on the rear property line, we're just looking to disturb that buffer from its existing state. If it's in agreement, something you guys can live with, we'd rather have the 6-foot masonry wall be brought up to surround the dog yards in the rear between the building and the stormwater. That would assure that they have at least a 6-foot concrete wall to keep that containment, as well as not going to buffer and disturb that existing natural area. If that was
good with that.
Versus same purpose. Okay.
That's fine. You're okay with that. You're all right with that. The wall is easy to do all runs at the retention pump.
That's correct.
Yes, sir. Perhaps then on the reasonable side of the retention.
Yes, so that's, I'm just having a problem with technical aspects, and I apologize for
that.
I just want to make sure we don't usually
anticipate talk about designs, but if you folks are not on a
place, if they can't sit in the back, once you get into the engineer, we're okay.
Yeah, but just so they don't have to sit in here.
Yeah, he's just looking at more of the details, so, yeah. You know, they're not into the full site plan, but if they have the masonry walls, it's behind or in front, it's still going to serve the same purpose to help buffers.
That's what we discussed, and we appreciate that, again, goes into what they have been. It really helps and guides us in this project. We appreciate it.
And Mr. Tucker, I want to be sure that the documents we have, the dimensions of our wall are the same. 6 feet, because on the stuff that we got, it was 6 inches, and of course, it's the only slide. And we have to sign as a special exception to include 6 feet, not 6 inches. Any other comments?
Is that from property line to property line?
I believe it is.
Yeah, we're going to have access to the pond or the other, the main thing.
And that might require a gate or something?
I believe our interpretation was that it would just be surrounding the building limits, not proper on the property line. It would also be just at the dog run, dog yard, just down the north side of the property, between the building and the stormwater, at the building limits. It wouldn't be an entire wall across the back of the property.
Like the back of the,
it would basically be
instead of the gate, it would be the masonry wall.
That's correct. Instead of the fence, it's something at the back of the dog yard.
That's the masonry wall and then the gate.
That's a challenge for students. What's the masonry wall going to go?
You don't have the eye in the gate.
The fence would be the dog yard.
Got for what?
Dog yard. Sorry to get you guys involved. I just didn't want to.
How do you have the retention pond and the property beyond the retention pond to make
it? The main thing comes along the west side of the stormwater pond. There's a shared driveway that comes back there. Ours is accessible to what's there next door.
It's not the property line.
Yes, sir. Because the property is 50 feet away, we've
got
everything
in it. Can't get to it.
That's correct, and we appreciate that foresight.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll close this meeting to public comments and just go back to the board for discussion. Anybody have anything more emotion?
Is all this that we've mentioned here going to be changed in these documents? Is the foot wall, where the wall is going to be accessed to the pond and other areas?
That in your motion.
I just would like to know. Okay. And Irene is going to have a special session that she's going to make sure it's corrected.
Can you say it's offer a motion if you want? I'm happy to offer a motion if you want.
Okay.
I move that we approve special extension associated with application 3653 to approve animal boarding and daycare at 5006 Palm Coast Parkway Northwest, including the staff recommendations and special conditions. With the clarification that the masonry wall be 6 feet in height and its actual location and limits will be as determined by staff.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Scully?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Can I have a motion carries?
Just want to give a little progress of some work and development code items because we're going to start having some workshops. I want to let y'all know where you are. Mr. Scully, who is our final representative of the signing chapter, we met with our city attorney and staff went through our first round of the draft, we're going to be making some changes. We'll probably get together again, and then we'll be hitting the stakeholders for the sign code. So we've made a lot of good progress on the sign code. That's very close as going out to the stakeholders and then start to schedule some planning board workshops. Mr. Smith is a fine representative for our engineering and design standards for our land development code chapter, and we will be meeting with FCARD this Thursday to go over our draft. The city has finalized the draft. A big part of that code is a lot of necessary revisions to that chapter because we are what we call MS4 Permit E. When the city of Palm Coast had established a certain population, we were required by the state of Florida to adopt certain regulations dealing with stormwater prevention, pollution prevention, and those type of things. A lot of these new drafts is a requirement from state regulations to comply with that regulation. So, Cliff, we're going to start hitting the workshops on Thursday, so we have those two sections that are going to be coming close. Staff, we are continuing to work on our architectural regulations, and we will probably start having workshops with those in the next couple months too. So we've got three packets that we'll be scheduling workshops and all in the near future. So I just want to give you an update on that. So now I have questions.
On the question of the September day?
Yeah, I want to remind everybody again on that. I think everyone got through email, but
I think there was some confusion. I apologize for that, but the changes for the September meeting day is moving 18th, to it's moving from the 19th to the 18th, which is a Tuesday.
It's September.
In September.
The August is still the 15th.
Yes, it is.
And in September, we're moving the meeting to the 18th from the 19th.
Right, and that's because the city's going to go
right.
Yeah, every year they have to go on a date specifically on a Wednesday at a certain time. So what we'll do next year is at the beginning of the year in October, we'll probably hand out a schedule and have that scheduled way in advance.
So this day?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, I've got a motion to adjourn.
No
motion. Favor?
Aye.
Take care.